ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਡੇ। ਦ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਫੋਰ ਦ ਡੇ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਥਰਡ ਪੈਸੇਜ ਆਫ ਸੋਲਾ ਬਾਣੀ, ਰਾਗ ਤਨਾਸਰੀ, ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪਹਿਲਾ। ਗਗਨ ਮਹਿਥਾਲ ਰਵਚੰਦ ਦੀਪਕ ਬਣੇ, ਤਾਰਕਾ ਮੰਡਲ ਜਨਕ ਮੋਤੀ। ਧੂਪ ਮਲਿਆਨ ਲੋ ਪਵਨ ਚਵਰੋ, ਕਰੇ ਸਗਲ ਬਨ ਰਾਏ ਫੂਲਤ ਜੋਤੀ। ਕੈਸੀ ਆਰਤੀ ਹੋਏ ਭਵ ਖੰਡਣਾ ਤੇਰੀ ਆਰਤੀ, ਅਨਹਤਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਵਾਂਚਿਤ ਭੇਰੀ ਰਹਾਓ। ਸਹਸਤਵ ਨੈਣ ਨਨ ਨੈਣ ਹੈ ਤੋਹੇ, ਕਉ ਸਹਸ ਮੂਰਤ ਨਨਾ ਏਕ ਤੋਹੀ। ਸਹਸ ਪਦ ਬਿਮਲ ਨਨ ਏਕ ਪਦ, ਕੰਧ ਬਿਨ ਸਹਸਤਵ ਗੰਧ ਇਵ ਚਲਤ ਮੋਹੀ। ਸਭ ਮਹਿ ਜੋਤ ਜੋਤ ਹੈ ਸੋਏ, ਤਿਸਦੇ ਚਾਨਣ ਸਭ ਮਹਿ ਚਾਨਣ ਹੋਏ। ਗੁਰ ਸਾਖੀ ਜੋਤ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੋਏ, ਜੋਤ ਸਪਾਵੈ ਸੋ ਆਰਤੀ ਹੋਏ। ਹਰ ਚਰਨ ਕੰਵਲ ਮਕਰੰਦ ਲੋਭਿਤ ਮਨੋ, ਅਨਦਿਨੋ ਮੋਹਿ ਆਹੀ ਪਿਆਸਾ। ਕਿਰਪਾ ਜਲ ਦੇਹ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਰੰਗ ਕੋ, ਹੋਏ ਜਾਤ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਇ ਵਾਸਾ। The refrain in this shabad, kaisi aarti hoye pav khandana teri aarti, appears to be a rhetorical question and an exclamation at the same time. It captures both Guru Nanak's sense of wonder and awe that Guruji feels at the sight of nature in its fullest expression, as well as a response to an invitation to join the ritual of aarti at the temple in Jagannath Puri in present-day Odisha. It is quite likely that Guru Nanak visited Jagannath because he mentions the sandalwood trees that grow on the nearby Maliagar mountain ranges. So the ritual of aarti to which he is responding involves waving a salver on which are lit oil lamps that are perfumed with sandalwood, decorated with jewels, flowers, and food offerings. And the salver is then moved in measured circular motions in front of an idol, typically representing the deity that is being propitiated. Guru Nanak's rejoinder to the invitation is very characteristic of him. Kaisi aarti hoye, he asks. And then there is a poetic outpouring as he points to nature and the rhythmic movements of the planets, the stars, the sun and the moon, describing that as the real aarti or worship that is happening constantly and ceaselessly. And in fact, by pointing to nature as an example of the elements that are harmoniously performing a cosmic symphony, if you will, Guru Nanak is pointing to the inner nature of true worship and the goal that we ought to achieve, which is to overcome fear, and which is why he invokes the divine as the one that destroys fear, Bhava Khandana. Anhata sabat vajant pheri. The cosmic melody is constantly playing, he reminds us. This is yet another example of the Guru explaining the true import of worship. To attune oneself to the patterns of reality around us. The cosmic melody, anhata sabat, signifies spiritual or intuitive knowledge which is woven into the fabric of creation. Gur Sakhi Jyot Pargat Hoy. It is only through Guru wisdom, the principle of knowledge innate to us, it is only through that that we can achieve the realization of Jyotis Pave So Aarti Hoy, which is the pivot of Guru Nanak's entire teaching and centers around surrender to divine will. And in this line, he repeats it as a reminder, that is, to accept with contentment what comes to pass is the basis of true worship. And then the passage concludes eventually with a petition. Har charan kaval makarand lovat mano andano moh ai pyasa. Please grant me that lotus wisdom, a term used to describe self-knowledge. We have to cultivate a thirst for this knowledge. Kripa jal de nanak moh sarang ko hoy jate tere nay vasa. The Sohila text, when we began it, started with the metaphor of a bride's anxiety and anticipation to instruct us to overcome fear and to walk across the threshold into the unknown. The fear of the unknown was not simply death or physical dissolution, but also the certainty that accompanies every moment in our lives. In the second stanza, the message was clear. Diverse religions and practices are but particular manifestations of a universal essence. And like the first shabad, it was to our mind that Guru Nanak is pointing. Read the script of your mind to overcome primal fear. And this verse is a reaffirmation that external practices, whether it is following an ideology or worshipping an idol of a deity, will not take us to that place from where true worship happens and the mind is freed from fear. An alternative interpretation views these outer elements as symbols of the inner universe, and in such an understanding, many of the terms used for the elements of nature have been used as symbols of our inner apparatus. For example, Gagan, literally the sky, has been used to denote the sky mind or our consciousness. And Rav and Chand have been used to denote knowledge. And therefore the rising of knowledge or the inner sun, the dawn of knowledge, dispels the stars of our inner addictions and compulsive behavior, vikar, which finally breaks our fear, pavakhandan, and so on. If seen in such a light, the message is unmistakable. Like the previous two shabads, here too we are being asked to harness the divine wisdom, Gurka Shabad, that is inherent in us. So ironically though, in some Gurdwaras, ritualized aarti is still sung to the accompaniment of the very shabad that we are considering. And if I'm not mistaken, the burning of an oil lamp with clarified butter is a convention at Darbar Sahib. We wonder what readers would think of such superstitions and rituals. The other takeaway is that in this Shabad we have discussed, Guru Nanak has consistently stressed the need for self-knowledge, self-understanding, accessing our inner minds so that the light of Guru's wisdom may shine the way for us. And we leave you with these thoughts until the next time. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.